This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature. You need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Talk of Champions. I am Billy Embody. With me is Ben Garrett. He is live from the Riverland Roofing Studios. Ben, what a Thursday.
What a Thursday. Wednesday was wild, man. First of all, your Atlanta Braves, I know this is what you're really talking about. Your Atlanta Braves are 0-7 to start the season. No team that started 0-7 has ever made the postseason. The Braves will try to be the first. But, guys, I was there in 2016 in St. Louis. Had tickets with my twin brother. We used to go to a game or games every single year. Go to St. Louis for the 0-9 start. You can't hurt me anymore. I saw the title in 2021. It was freeing. It was as if God said, here, Ben, see, it's not that serious. And my life didn't change. I did have a wonderful, wonderful postseason experience. Went to a World Series game. But these Braves right here, you cannot hurt me anymore. I went to bed. Old Ben would have been devastated, Bill. Absolutely devastated to see Shohei. They blew a 5-0 lead, and Shohei to walk them off. Wouldn't been able to sleep. Would have just been so ill-tempered this morning, thinking the world was falling and crumbling around us, and I slept like an absolute baby. Now, it does help that one Chris Beard is still the head coach of your Ole Miss basketball Rebels. Now, I know that's
not in a coaching search.
I know that's really what you were talking about.
Yes.
But I'll be honest with you, as I wrote on the board, as I've said to you before we really started going here, I never really felt he was truly ever going to go anywhere. Now, were the conversations real? Absolutely. Absolutely, they were real. They were real because Chris Beard wanted to leverage for more money in a number of different ways, salary, NIL. But Ole Miss was a top five NIL spender last year. Spent more in NIL and basketball than Texas A&M. As far as structurally and where Ole Miss is now as a program and as a athletics department across the board, they're better positioned to, in this new era of NIL, to retain their coaches, not be that stepping stone. And this is just another proof positive of it again. Ole Miss doesn't lose coaches that it wants to keep anymore. Sure, they fire coaches, but Ole Miss, when's the last time a coach has left for, quote, a bigger job? First of all, it's arguable at this point that Texas A&M is even a bigger job. The only reason this became real is because of the Texas A&M money. That y'all thought would be too much to overcome potentially, but Ole Miss, it shows you again that it's committed not just to football but to basketball as well. A top five spender in NIL, already we're planning to go above that number this year. It's going to be a high number. It's going to be $6 to $8 million to put together a roster, and they're starting from scratch with all but two players to fill out a 15-man now roster. So it was a eventful Wednesday. It was filled with a lot of information, or misinformation, I should say. And I'm going to tell you, like I told you, Bill, and you tell you, Ole Miss fan, yes, those conversations were real. Yes, in many ways, it was a leverage play. But as far as truly a threat to leave, no. I don't think Chris Beard was ever really going anywhere to begin with. And that's going to be hard for a lot of people to accept. But from every conversation I had, that's what I felt. Even when things were hot, I found out about this. I called you, Bill. You remember this. I called Bill on my way to Oxford yesterday because I was going to go talk to my guy Billy Landis over at Riverland Roofing about some different stuff that we're working on, including a potential new podcast with TJ Dottery, Ole Miss linebacker, a gaming podcast. He also is an incredible pianist, so perhaps we'll do some fun stuff like we did with the Ivy League with TJ Dottery, still working on Caden Lee, some other stuff. I'm driving over there and I told Bill, I said, Bill, it was early, pretty early in the morning. I said, Bill, I think they've got this settled. I don't have it really as well sourced as I want to, but I think he's going to stick around. And this is before it all broke out and saying that he was like some number one candidate. There were conversations, and Ole Miss certainly understood that it not had to show a renewed commitment. It's shown a renewed commitment at every turn. You got to remember, this man was untouchable when they hired him a couple years ago. And without a doubt, as far as accomplishment, one of the greatest coaches in the sport, top 10 easily, perhaps even top five. Chris Beard at Ole Miss in the old days would have never made sense. It does now because Ole Miss is in a better place competitively. And I told you, and Bill, you can vouch for me. Yesterday, I said, I think he's sticking around. I was going to write a story. Got to talk with Billy and them. Again, a great day, a big day, another show of force for Ole Miss as far as its national relevance and staying power. However, I don't ever think he was going anywhere, Bill. Do you think he was going somewhere? Do you think it got serious enough to where he was leaving out? I don't.
No, I don't. And I think the big thing that you talked with sources around Ole Miss, the biggest thing that was, and in the grand scheme of things, it's not the biggest thing. Trust me, he needs the money in terms of NIL, resources, staff, all of those things. But the trust that he has with Keith Carter to do right by him and the whole administration, all of Ole Miss, to put him in the right position to be able to build this team the way he needs to in the future. Because you could piece together this roster like they kind of did. They brought in some studs and things like that. But like you and I have talked about before on this podcast, that probably isn't the most talented Ole Miss team, right? But he still took him to the Sweet 16. And so what's the next step? You're recruiting at a high level. You got a guy like Tyus Jordan coming in. You have that elite level prospect that you can maybe develop into somebody that's homegrown and, you know, able to be a star. But you've had to kind of revamp this roster through the portal, and you're going to have to do it again. And you're going to have to do it again this cycle, as we know, where teams are front-loading money before the house settlement. Money is being spent in college basketball, like, because there's 85 to 105 college football players on every roster, people want to talk about football more and more because there's more prospects. But basketball is where the spending is truly unbelievable. And in part because, yeah, there's only so many football program, or I should take this back. Football is your money-making program. Like, that football supports your athletic department. Basketball, very few make the serious money that almost even like backs up the spend that's going on in NIL right now. So Chris Beard, he needed that. He needed access to that. He needed improved funds, retain his staff, do all of those things. That's what happens when you win. And when you win big and go to a Sweet 16, people want more of it. So to Ole Miss's credit, people were willing to step up and improve the situation for Chris Beard. But I go back to the trust that Chris Beard, Keith Carter have built up over their couple years together. I think that's really what made this kind of a non-serious thing. I was talking to a couple people that cover the Aggies, and they said, oh, look, like, he was talking, it was real. They thought they're, you know, they had a contract sent over to him, thought it was going to get across the finish line. Leverage play, you know, because after the initial discussions, everything went through Chris Beard's agent, from my understanding. His agent did his job. His agent probably thought he was going to get a little bit extra out of it at the very end there for Chris Beard in terms of NIL or whatever other resources, but they were able to come together just really before lunchtime, where it truly became official and finalized, and he had told Ole Miss he was staying. When we reported it, you know, you, me, Chuck, we got enough together to kind of put together a total piece on him staying. At that point, Pete Nakos calls me and, you know, kind of says, hey, I got somebody who is confirming, but also you could tell that there was still a little bit of leverage play in discussion, and maybe it wasn't firmly, like, you know, ready, but it was already done on Ole Miss's end, and Chris Beard let him know. So no, I don't think he was ever going anywhere. And remember, this wasn't a long drawn out deal. This was like really 24, 36 hours. So just really clean cut thing that happened relatively quickly.
Now, Texas A&M was offering more as far as year to year base salary. I think They had him up over $7 million. I don't think he got there with Ole Miss, but again, the money Texas A&M is paying out, the Jimbo Fisher money, is still something that's a problem. That they're paying out a lot of coaches. Not to mention the fact that Ole Miss, from an NIL place, is just on more solid footing than Texas A&M. It never felt like a legitimate threat. It just didn't. Like, the only, it's a natural connection to make for a Pete Nakos to make. I like Pete. I think Pete's great at his job. I think he got this one pretty wrong. Only because now Chris Janis has the chance to do the funniest thing. But
yeah.
But this one, I think we got a little out in front of our skis in terms of the true threat of it. I don't believe necessarily that it was just about a leverage play when you're coveted. And you're a coach that understands the evolving landscape that you now work in, and there's absolutely no, there's no symmetry, there's no cohesion. It's just every school man coach for themselves. He's got to do what he's got to do to protect the infrastructure and himself and his program. It's not just a selfish thing where he's like, oh, I want more money. Again, he took less money in salary base year to year to stay at Ole Miss. That wasn't necessarily the problem. The problem was, or just doing what coaches, the good coaches have to do, ensuring that the bones and the structure of his program are in the best place possible to go attack what he has to attack, which for this year and next year and moving forward until the house solution or whatever comes about. I don't think this is changing anytime soon, because Billy's absolutely right. The money for basketball is different than football.
Stupid.
The UAB transfer has already gotten $2 million offers from a pair of SEC schools. I mean, this is crazy money. Great. And Ole Miss, you know, Pop Isaacs, he already had a high ask coming over from Creighton. Everyone's like, well, he committed. Well, it's not official yet. It's not official because they have to agree to all these parameters and stuff. It's not just, hey, man, I really like your school, let me commit here. Pop Isaacs got a high number two. And if you think about that, this is a guy coming off a major injury that – you really don't know what you're getting, but you're still having to pay a premium because there are no guardrails. So for Chris Beard, it was about ensuring that a now 15-man roster and only two returners, and Malik Diaz is not a guarantee. Eduardo Klofke, Robert Coward could come back. He's not in the portal. You could do way worse than Robert Coward as your 13th to 15th man on your bench in year three. You know, he's been injured his entire time at Ole Miss. He could help Ole Miss potentially next year. So let's just assume that Robert and Malik Dia and Eduardo Klofke are where it starts, with Tyless Jordan, the now Pinkins son, who was a four-star prospect coming in and signing. There's your five. Now you got to fill out 10, right? Yep. And you're going all portal to do it. And when you think about the numbers being thrown out there, like I said, the UAB kid, already got $2 million plus offers from SEC schools. It's going to take a lot to get back to that competitive place. So all Chris Beard, knowing that Ole Miss has come through at every turn, again, hired him when he wasn't hireable, put true faith in him. This was never, in my opinion, at a place where Chris Beard was going to Texas A&M. I don't understand how it got that far on Texas A&M Twitter and message boards, and maybe it's the A&M delusion again.
It's Billy Lucci. I mean, like,
Billy's great.
He's great, and he has great. Built an incredible business, and he is super tied in. And look, when you're in our shoes as guys covering the beat, like, if Ole Miss was telling us, yeah, we feel good, you know, we think, you know, this, that, the other, but then Chris Beard ends up deciding, you know what, I'm from Texas, I've done the whole Texas thing, I'm going. It doesn't necessarily make what we were being told wrong. It makes Ole Miss wrong, but they were right in this scenario. But I will say, Billy has a way of just feeling like, I mean, didn't he not report Texas A&M was in on Ryan Day?
Yeah.
Like, love Billy, but
I'm just going to say, I only posted really one thing about this quote coaching drama on our message board at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and Fleetable on 3. And I explained it, but I said, guys, I'd be very surprised if he left.
Yep.
I'd be very surprised. And I didn't just say that because I'm stupid Ben Homer at the Ole Miss Spirit. That's not – I said that because that's where I felt it was. And I never felt it got to the threat of, oh, you need an update every hour of Chris Beard staying. Chris Beard, yes, he was using Ole Miss to make more money, but it wasn't just strictly a leverage play. He has to do that because every good coach worth his salt does that. to protect the, because again, they're all operating these sports on campuses, on islands by themselves, right? Like Beard's competing with NIL money for other sports that might get preferential treatment and the ask. I mean, it's just a whole different world that he's dealing with. So yes, it was a quote leverage play, but again, he's leaving some money on the table as far as salary to stay here. That says enough by itself. Old days, well, so-and-so is going to come in and give him an offer he can't refuse. Tommy Tuberville is going to leave it, you know, leave in a pine box. No, he gets offered by, because Ole Miss can't build him facilities, he gets offered Clemson and Auburn and just tells his assistants, pick one, and they picked Auburn. See, there's stuff like that that happens in the old days. Name the last time Ole Miss lost a coach it wanted to keep.
Exactly.
Name it. Houston Nutt, fired. Hugh Freeze, we know what happened with Freeze, right? Matt, they don't lose coaches to, quote, bigger jobs anymore. And Texas A&M is inarguably, as far as fan attendance and maybe overall money, yeah, it's a, quote, bigger job. But in terms of where they are, the solid footing and foundation, Ole Miss in the NIL era is actually forward-thinking and forward-looking and kind of out in front of the pack and are – or is a school that a lot of schools are trying to imitate in a lot of ways. You know what I mean? They want to be like Ole Miss in a lot of ways, and that's a pretty remarkable thing considering that Ole Miss was always considered on a national scale and even amongst the fan base a little bit of a stepping stone, also ran, whatever you want to call it, little brother. That's not the case anymore. Ole Miss can pay to keep up, and they did it again with Chris Beard. Not that it was ever, in my opinion, truly a threat for him to leave. And now that he's here, I could see him. I said if he gets through this hiring cycle, just like with Lane Kiffin and the Auburn hiring cycle, if he gets through this hiring cycle, still as Ole Miss's head coach, I think he could be here for a while. Just like Lane is entering, no one thought this, he would be here. 6 years, his 6 years Ole Miss head coach. Times have changed. He's laid down roots. He's brought his family, his entire family to live here. Chris Beard. He's got the cushiest situation. If he would go to Texas A&M, you don't go to the Elite Eight. They're firing you in 3 years. Here, you go to the Sweet 16, the NCAA tournament every year. They're going to build a statue for you before you're done. And you're still going to get all those plaudits and accomplishments like one of the greatest coaches to ever do it, especially if you do it at Ole Miss where there was no basketball history. None.
I want to shout out a couple of people in the chat. We've got Daniel. We've got Ben, Joseph Moore, Jerry Moore. But Wicked Brew has a couple questions. Is Beard's new salary, and we kind of answered this part, but is Beard's new salary number as high as A&M was going to pay him, allegedly 7.3? No. And then another good question here, which we will find out as, you know, the contract. I mean, this is going to probably take a minute to go through all the approvals or whatever, but is the buyout from another school poaching Beard in the future going up? I would imagine the initial, like, in the next year, maybe it goes up.
It's going to go up, but it's never going to be prohibitive. That's just how Keith kind of operates. You know, that's a good faith bargaining thing. It's like, hey, we believe in you. You don't screw me, I won't screw you. And so far, it's been a good way to kind of bargain, you know, because it isn't a prohibitive buyout. I think it was like $5 million.
That's not going to stop a school getting one of the best coaches in the country. But which is, you know what I mean? Like,
it also allows, like, Keith's like, yeah, come try to get our coaches. And then he drops his nuts on the table and they you know, Ole Miss retains again. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to worry about contract language protection because Ole Miss is little brother trying to hang at the cool kid table. That's not what this is, right? Chris Beard came back and essentially said, what can you, like, this is what's been offered to me. And they on good faith terms said to each other, hey, we won't want this partnership to be over. This is real. Let's be big boys. Yes, of course, Texas A&M wants to talk to him. His mom's who in a special care facilities in the Woodlands. I mean, he's, you know, all about Texas, man. It's a cult over there, right? Like, y'all are Texas born and raised, baby. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm not Texas A&M.
Yes, but you're in Dallas. You know how you've been around it. Like, Texas is a culture unto itself. So, of course, there's 100%. A natural connection and pull with Chris Beard to, quote, home. But Oxford has become a home to him, and he's building, like Lane Kiffin did in football, a program in his image. So I just think it was handled well all the way around. Let's not bull crap. You know what I mean? Let's not lie and say, oh, no, I'm not talking to so-and-so. I don't know what's happening. I'll leave it to my agent, bull.
Yeah.
Bull, of course you are filling out Indiana. Of course you're filling out Texas A&M. Doesn't necessarily mean that you're anti or you're feeling some type of way about Ole Miss, it, you know, I'm not saying that you want that ideally as a fan to see your coach always doing this, because Houston Nutt did it with like friggin' Kansas. You know what I mean? Like, you've seen this be abused before. I don't think this is abuse of power. I think more or less it's just another show of commitment to each other that, hey, yes, what we agreed on in principle, that we were in this together, we're still in it together. You know, let's be honest. And no, Ole Miss doesn't have the same level of salaries to Texas A&M on a year-to-year right now, but close enough. I mean, the difference is pretty negligible. Not to mention the NIL commitment is on far more solid footing than certainly at Texas A&M, where they're just dealing with the mess. Ole Miss almost doubled up Texas A&M in NIL basketball last year. Yeah. That's not talked about enough. Ole Miss was a top five NIL spender in basketball. Basketball. You got to understand, Ole Miss, it used to be impossible for Andy Kennedy to raise money to go get Johnny O'Brien. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, Kai Madden, like he had to put all of his resources into 1 year, and it didn't work because, you know, you just couldn't get it done. You couldn't even really compete in these conversations with these type of prospects. Now Ole Miss, yeah, of course they can. They just went to the Sweet 16, and Keith put it pretty succinctly on Twitter. It's like, why stop now? You really think that Keith Carter, who is known for basketball first and foremost, who is desperately, and I know this because I've talked to him for, you know, 20 years, desperately just wanted to see Ole Miss basketball have a program on the same level as others, like their contemporaries, to be a threat, to be in the fight. He finally gets that. You really think he was going to let that handpicked coach of his walk to an SEC rival? Let's just, at the end of all things, we got to give up what we used to think this sport was, right? I mean, we no longer is it, man, I really hope Lane doesn't go to Alabama. Man, I really hope that, like, man, what if Kentucky calls Chris Beard? Now, if Kentucky calls Chris Beard,
yeah, there's not much.
Take care. Maybe. You know, big, but like, I remember Andy Kennedy when he was here, he was like, oh, I wouldn't leave for anywhere except Kentucky. You know, it's like, yeah. Kentucky's Kentucky for these college basketball coaches. But the days of, you know, leaving to like, what are the traditional basketball schools anymore?
Yep.
Yes, Indiana is still a traditional basketball school, but if you consider what allows you to coach and win games anymore, what is in a better place? The best conference in basketball, NIL money, and pulling the same Ole Miss is right now in a better place than Indiana is. Did he want to get involved with Indiana? Probably, because he's an old school basketball coach. He wants to be like his idol, you know, Bob Knight, who went and took a basketball school and won big. You know, he coached K at Duke, Roy Williams at UNC. Sure, there's some of that, but why now Ole Miss can legitimately say, why not Ole Miss?
Yep.
Why not?
And shout out Wicked as well. He mentioned Rob Evans being the last one to leave.
Rob Evans went to Arizona State.
Yep.
You know, yep. Well, Tommy,
I saw Rob at the SMU basketball game in the NIT a couple weeks ago.
And I wrote about that. I said, you know, when Rob Evans left for Arizona State, that just felt like a death knell to the program. It's like Ole Miss isn't even on the same playing field as Arizona State. Then Rod showed what was possible with the Provine Posse, right? Oh, you can get you don't need a cult of person. You can do it. And then Andy Kennedy wanted a consistent level that showed Ole Miss fans that, oh yeah, you can, we should be frustrated that they're not in the NCAA tournament every year, right? Or right there on the bubble. Kermit had one good season. Chris Beard is here to take Ole Miss from the best place it had been from a year-to-year perspective, which is pretty friggin' sad, and make it an every-year contender with his imprint all over. And he could leave in a couple of years. I mean, coaches are coaches are coaches at the end of the day. But this one, I never thought it was all that serious. And again, Keith Carter, it's not just Keith either. Glenn Boyce deserves a lot of credit. Glenn Boyce has been – I remember when he was hired as chancellor, there was this big, like, uprising about the process. And a lot of us showed up at the end at Ole Miss, the media and fans, to report on it, ask some tough questions. You heard some yelling, some screaming, like, what's going on? The good old boy network. Glenn Boyce has been amazing for Ole Miss. He's been amazing. He's been critical for Chris Beard. He's been critical for Lane Kiffin. And that leadership partnership with Keith has been a good combination, especially in this new era. So there is it perfect? Absolutely not. You know, there's a lot of things in athletics departments that, or especially with Ole Miss, that you'd like to see changed or at least improved upon. But as far as the leadership structures, Ole Miss is in a great place, and they proved it to you again that, hey, all that hand-wringing and all that worrying, even if, let's say Chris had left, Yeah, Will Wade was at NC State, so that's a bummer because, like, had Chris left for Indiana, it was Will Wade.
Gonna be I was like,
oh. It was going to be Will Wade. So, you know, even if it had – if he had left, they wouldn't have re-engaged. Maybe they would have re-engaged Will Wade, but he just signed a five-year deal with NC State.
He's tough
one. They would have hired somebody that would have not allowed the expectation to be lowered. Yep. Chris Beard – I mean, before Chris Beard got here, Keith Carter raised the expectation level. He said, we're not just about getting to the NCAA tournament once in 5 years. We're about being in the fight every single year. And people laughed at him. They said, come on, Keith. You're a Mr. Basketball player. But you really know Ole Miss basketball is the third sport here. And he said, no. And again, with both his actions and his words, bringing Chris Beard and making sure that he's got what he needs, all the resources available, shows you again that he believes Ole Miss basketball can be an Auburn. Why not? Auburn wasn't much of anything before Bruce Pearl. Yeah, they'd been to the Final Four.
Yeah, Charles Barkley was about it. Right.
They'd been to that Final Four, but Auburn wasn't a traditional basketball powerhouse. And not saying Ole Miss is a powerhouse, but why not Ole Miss is the next school that becomes a program in which to emulate because of their forward-thinking nature in the new era of college sports. And I tip my cap to Keith. I tip my cap to Chris. I tip my cap to everybody because this isn't the same Ole Miss. It's just not. And it hasn't been the same Ole Miss for a while. At some point, locally, I think everybody's kind of caught on here. Nationally, they're going to do it too. And guys like Pete Nakos will be like, hey, yeah, Chris Beard, there's a natural connection to make there. But also give Ole Miss credit for how good it's been operating from the highest level and go, but wait a second, it's going to be hard to pull because Ole Miss does this well. Not just saying but it's Ole Miss. It's not the case anymore. Yep. It's not the case. It's not just little Ole Miss. So anyway, sorry. Look, no, I woke up in a mood because this Chris Beard stuff was fun. If you got a little bit of the shot in the arm of a coaching search, which is fun in the offseason. Ole Miss athletics, man, it's just different. Different place now. The expectations are what they are. It's performance-based. Ole Miss, if it wants to keep a coach, it's going to keep a coach. Yep. Just remember that moving forward. You know, they could have let Lane go to multiple times. Said, it's just too much money. Old days, Pete Boone would probably be like, oh, dang, that's a lot. Are we sure we really need to be paying this for a football coach? No, of course you are. You pay the market rate. Yeah, you don't let Chris Beard go to Texas A&M or Indiana. I thought Indiana was more of a threat, really, than Texas A&M.
Yeah. Yeah.
This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Yeah, okay. Question in the chat, and then we'll talk a little recruiting here because Ole Miss does have a few huge recruits on campus. Brandon Tyler, and first of all, shout out Dirty Bird. He says good morning. But Brandon Tyler says, was at the Sweet 16 in Atlanta last weekend. Do you think that fans will travel like Auburn did sooner rather than later?
I hope so. The problem is this. Cost is so ridiculous now for all this stuff, right? Ole Miss still
that was the most expensive ticket, I think, that weekend. I think,
yeah, because price gouging and Ole Miss is the historic nature of it, knowing that the demand was going to be high because Ole Miss fans want to see Ole Miss do the thing he'd only done one other time in his program history, make the Sweet 16, play in that game. So what do these corporations and jerk-offs do? You know, God forgive me for calling them jerk-offs, but let's be honest here. I mean, price gouging and bumping it up, Ole Miss can be operating. Two things can be true. Ole Miss can be operating on a really high level, higher level than even their SEC contemporaries in many ways, and still be one of the smallest fan bases in the country. It's still a small fan base, right? So it's an easy fan base to try to take advantage of. It's an easy fan base to try to pick apart. I think Ole Miss fans have always shown that you give them winning, they show up. I was there for the Birmingham Bowl. I remember what that was like, packing out that terrible stadium. It was incredible, against Pitt. Like Ole Miss fans have always starred for true success. yes, I think Ole Miss could show up in droves like Auburn fans eventually in basketball. The difference is Alabama's got two times – or Auburn's got two times the friggin' fans that Ole Miss does. So, like, it's
and they're closer.
And they're closer, so it's less impactful as far as their pocketbook. Yeah. That's the only thing I worry about is, like, cost rising so far that none of us, media fans, anybody that's not, like, the elite of the elite that can drop $450 a freaking night for a ticket, it's going to be hard for the common person – to be able to go to this stuff, right? That's where the money, you're really seeing the money hit the fan the hardest. Because I can't tell you how many people wanted to go to the Sweet 16, which was in Atlanta. Not 4 hours. That's a nothing drive. That's nothing. That's a day. You could do make it a full day trip one day and couldn't because the price to get in was so ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's what I worry about. Now, to answer his question though, Ole Miss fans have shown up time and again. Time and again, just when like whether you believe it was real or not, it was real. But Lane flirting with Auburn. Think about the money they stepped up with in NIL. They said, "Oh, you need $10 million. Here's $10 million." You know, look at how the crowds of football have changed. Right now, that wasn't something that happened overnight. Yes, people showed up because Lane was here and they were excited, but it was like this. How many times did he bitch and complain about the fans in attendance or the lack thereof? Again, Lord, forgive me. You know what I mean? How many times? So the drone shows in the packed out stadiums and breaking records every single week, that didn't just happen the minute Lane showed up. It took some time. I think you're seeing the same thing with Chris Beer. The crowds did get better. But there are some things, and I bet you this is part of the conversation with Chris too. I bet you he looked at Keith Carter and said, "Hey, you know that side that's on the TV side, all those season ticket holders that never show up? Yeah, we need to be flipping them. We need to be putting them somewhere else. We need to be filling that out." But I bet there are conversations about that and structurally making Ole Miss a little bit more efficient and getting butts in the seats. Because I do think there's a better way to reach out to people who want to sit in these and come see these games. You know, like I do think there's, and Chris Beard's been talking about that. So it's a long way of saying, because I'm a chatty Cathy, that's a long way of saying, yeah, eventually Ole Miss fans will. But Ole Miss, the NCAA, all the people that got their hands on the purse strings of power, they got to do something to help them out, because the fan is being pushed out worse than anybody. It's completely screwed. I bet you Ole Miss would have packed out the Sweet 16 had all tickets been $50.
Yep,
that's what frustrates the heck out of me.
There is, if the NCAA isn't going to do anything about prices, you can find a way to make yourself more money with our friend Andy Ludicky. Mm-hmm. Andy Ludicky, myperfectfranchise.net is the way to get yourself educated on what franchise ownership looks like. Andy is a franchise owner himself. He's also a franchise consultant. His services are 100% free, and you can give him a call, 404-973-9901, or email him andy@myperfectfranchise.net. to get more information on what the hottest franchise trends are. And Andy has helped many, many people get into the franchise world and start over, you know, whether it be getting out of the corporate rat race and starting your own business through a franchise. That is what Andy will help you do. And he's helped plenty of people do it. And if you do contract to run a franchise through Andy, he will make a donation back to Ole Miss NIL. So he'll be helping out the Rebels. His wife went to Ole Miss as well. So
tell Andy, next time you talk to him, Bill, tell Andy, your co-host Ben has been trying to bring an Obies to New Albany, Mississippi. My guy David over there, he's always on the golf course. You know, if he can help facilitate this, I want to bring an Obies over, you know, I just want a good restaurant in New Albany. I'm never going to leave you. I mean, look, your beautiful Ginger Shrek is always going to be right here saying God is good and the Ole Miss Rebels are playing today. You know, that's always going to be here. But, you know, need somewhere to eat good at Obie. So, hey, Andy, call Ben. Ben's got, you know, had some feelers out, but I'm more of an adult who hasn't grown up. You know what I mean? I'm an idea man. I need you businessmen to figure out how to put the true wheels in motion. I just come up with stupid stuff off the top of my dome. So, Andy, reach out, because Billy Landis and Riverland, they're doing a thing, man. They're doing a thing for us, man. They got we're planning something for Double Decker. We're planning something for, again, TJ Dottery, hopefully Caden Lee. That one's been hard to pin down because Caden's a wanted man right now, and he is busy as heck. Diego Pounds, Aquilo Stone, we're having a lot of conversations. So Riverland, our thanks to y'all, of course, riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. And anything that Riverland sponsors for the Ole Miss Spirit, which is essentially everything, can be found on the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, and affiliate of On3. And you'll see that Riverland branding everywhere. Give them some love, man, because, man, few are doing more for us than Andy and Riverland. So we thank them.
And look, this is a huge, huge time for Ole Miss as they get ready for the transfer portal, but recruiting never stops either. So we'll transition a little bit into that on the football side of things. We talked about Ryder Lyons, the five-star quarterback visiting Ole Miss on Thursday. They got in. They're able to spend some time with Lane Kiffin and his staff. Of course, get an extended view at the Rebels. But Steve Wiltfong, part of On3, the national recruiting guru, broke the news on Thursday morning that another potential five-star, he's in five-star range right now for On3, is in town, and that's Jace Matthews. You know, Ryder Lyons, if he ends up being on Ole Miss's campus in 2027, he'll need an elite pass catcher there with him. They've got some young guys coming through, but Jace Matthews is one of the top prospects in the entire country, and Ole Miss is making it known that they need him in the worst way. And it's a talented group of Mississippi wide receivers. We know it's really deep. You've got Tristan Keys, who you've hosted recently on campus. They're going to battle to the end for him. But Jace Matthews is really, really nice as well. He's sitting in five-star range and could end up being, I think, the best out of those two.
Ooh.
If you're watching on our YouTube channel right now, rolling some highlights, and he makes some big-time plays on the field. So Jace Matthews is a guy that has an official visit set with Ole Miss. We'll be keeping a close eye on him. Auburn's in there, Colorado, Mississippi State. He's got a bunch of different programs after him right now, as well as Texas A&M and Miami. But Ole Miss has gotten him on campus a bunch. He's been on campus at least a half dozen times now, and that is before, of course, he comes back for his official visit this summer. So really good prospect that is on campus there. And then, hey,
get it, young fella. Look at him. You know what he looks like to me, dude? Brian Thomas.
I like that comp a lot. I like that comp a lot. And you know, he is not somebody that is necessarily, I think, and maybe this has changed since I'm saying this, but he's not somebody that's going to like be this incredible tester or whatever, but he can absolutely jump out of the building, which reminds me of Brian Thomas a lot. I covered him and his recruitment, which was entertaining, as I think this one's going to be for Jace Matthews. But Brian Thomas is like a basketball guy who ended up, of course, living up to the billing at LSU. And there was a lot of question as to whether or not he would, you know, early in his career, he's kind of a little, you know, all over the place with his production and how good he was, but he ended up putting it together. If there's one thing you want to bet on with wide receivers, it is basketball background. It's becoming a huge, huge deal. Ole Miss has a couple of guys that can really throw it down on the hardwood.
Caleb Cunningham is one of them, and he's showing up in the fall.
Yep, Caleb Cunningham. I really like Tylan Fortune, who they're after as well. He's kind of a sleeper. And yes, Wicked Brew, Ryder Lyons will go off on the Mormon mission and then end up at a school in 2027. Ole Miss has work to do there, but they're you know, putting in that work. And one more prospect, if this week and keeping Chris Beard and some of the recruiting stuff that's going on with basketball wasn't good enough, well, Ole Miss has a state commit on campus as well. Iverson McCoy has stopped by for practice on Thursday. We're not in there as the media today. It's not one of our viewing periods, Iverson McCoy, high three-star prospect, really talented player out of Tupelo, is committed to state. I think there's a good chance this one ends up going Ole Miss's way. He's got an official visit set to Ole Miss, Mississippi State, UNLV, Arkansas State, I think. So he's got an interesting group coming after him, but
that kid ain't going to Arkansas State, man.
Yeah, he's definitely not. Yeah, he's definitely just going, I guess, to check out Jonesboro. So,
hey, relationships matter. You know, keep all bridges built.
Their stadium is actually, you know, for a G5, like pretty cool the way they did it. Just they've got like kind of a party deck situation going on. So, anyway, Iverson McCoy, also on campus. So big start to a weekend. I was told Saturday is going to be a big day as well as far as visitors. So all the more reason to be on the Ole Miss Spirit, ohmspirit.com. Just $1 for your first week. So head over. We appreciate all of you guys who have been listening. Ben, you got anything else for us?
I got a lot of stuff. Number one, I'm going to be carrying cards in my pocket. So if you see Ben Garrett and you're like, hey, man, it's Spirit Ben, and you're not a subscriber to the Ole Miss Spirit, ask me for a card and I'll give you 50% off. All you got to do is just go, Ben, I'd like to subscribe, man. Give it to me and I'll give it to you. So you get your $1 for a week plus 50%. Holler at your boy, Ben. If you see me in the street, and I'll give you a card, I'll have them on me. Number two, if you thought that the show of strength was simply retaining Chris Beard, wait to see what Ole Miss does in this portal. Because again, those numbers for NIL, Chris needed $5 million, $5.4 million last year to build out a roster, make the Sweet 16. This year, that price is up to $8 million. And that sounds like a crazy number, and it is. But Ole Miss fans have shown time and again, and Ole Miss administratively shown time and again, that it will provide the resources necessary to compete in this new era. And Ole Miss is going to attack the portal, already involved with any number of high major players. And when you see Ole Miss included amongst the group of Auburn and Kentucky and even North Carolina, they had a kid that they really want, Jonathan Powell from West Virginia, who they were supposed to have a Zoom with on Wednesday, who ends up committing to North Carolina. That's going to happen because you're swimming in different waters than you used to, right? Like, there's no more, man, Marshall Henderson. I love Marshall Henderson, one of the most consequential Ole Miss basketball player ever. And Marshall Henderson, and that's hyperbolic, but it's true. Argue with me. Marshall Henderson had a troubled past. He was coming from a place where there was a lot of red flags. And that's the only reason why Marshall Henderson gets here. Stephen Moody, same kind of deal, where you have to go find those, not diamonds in the rough, but flawed as far as you don't know if it's going to work. Yeah, you know, there's some troubling things that led them to here, and then to put the pieces around them, because you have to get creative in how you build your roster. Now, this roster is being built like good basketball programs are being built in 2025, and that is Ole Miss has a lot of money. And Ole Miss is winning and has one of the very best coaches in the sport. Go get what you need. Pop Isaacs, I think, is pretty close. Carter Welling, I don't know, have an update on him, but they had him on campus this week. Corey Chess from LSU. I think you could start to see a number of these guys popping within the next handful of days. And once it starts, a lot like that first class when Brandon Murray committed, who ended up having a great run to the NCAA tournament this year with McNeese State, who now has hired Bill Armstrong, longtime Ole Miss assistant basketball coach, and Nick Williams, the all-time great that was a part of the team with Murph and Reggie and Marshall that went and won the SEC tournament in 2013. I'm so happy for Nick Williams, an unbelievable person, loves God, loves people, so proud of him, and I wanted to give him a shout-out. He's now an assistant under Bill Armstrong at McNeese. But Ole Miss is in a place now where it's competing with those big-time schools for these major recruitments, right? I mean, the days of, oh, gosh, Duke came with an offer to Jamin Brakefield, he's gone, aren't dead, but they're certainly it's certainly a different conversation than it used to be. So if you thought Wednesday was monumental as far as another statement made by Ole Miss and its administration for its national staying power relevancy, just wait till you see this class he puts together, because now that he's here, like I was saying earlier, I kind of got sidetracked because I do this too much. Chris Beard, I could see being a lot like Lane Kiffin now that he's gotten through this hiring cycle. I could see him being at Ole Miss for a while, not necessarily 6 years, maybe not 10, maybe Lane and Chris, or Chris is having the same kind of Lane track where he's found a real home here. And to be able – there's something big. There's something notable about crafting an entire program that has always been on the precipice of real contention in your own image. And that kind of legacy is different than, being the next guy at Indiana or whatever. And you're seeing with Ole Miss's ability to have staying power through executive decision and its own whims has shown you that Ole Miss now is in a different competitive place and is no longer to be considered national media who continue to do this. Pete Nakos, love you, man, really. But the connecting the Ole Miss coach to the bigger job, at some point you got to give Ole Miss credit for what it's done for the last 10 years in terms of, or not 10, but certainly within the last 5 years, 6 years of retaining coaches, keeping coaches, pouring into the program and winning at a consistent level. It's quite unprecedented. In football, most people have caught on. Only two other programs, Georgia and Alabama, have won more in the last 5 years than Ole Miss football. Basketball, Ole Miss was top five in NIL spending last year. That's going to go up even more. Now everybody else is going to be pouring more money in too. But Ole Miss is not going anywhere, and you're going to start to see the fruits of that labor and the labor of Keith and them to keep Chris Beard here without even much of a sweat with the portal prospects that Ole Miss lands in this class. And I think it could start happening pretty quick, Bill. So that, I wanted to touch on that because all of these things, we cover them every day at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, affiliate of On3. We are constantly talking about this stuff. This is all we do. You know, we don't care about the other nonsense that demands your attention and your time. I don't really care to talk about politics. You want to talk about God, I'm there with you all day, man. Let's get it. Let's get it popping. But yeah, outside of that, it's Ole Miss sports all day, every day at the Ole Miss Spirit. So sign up today, $1. I'm there. Bill's there. We answer all your questions all day. And a lot of recruiting in particular. And that man over there's byline is going to be popping up over and over and over again. It's a big weekend coming up. And I'm tempted, if they'll let me, to go out there to football just to see all the guys that show up and talk to who I can talk to. But I will say this, man, out there on Tuesday, a bunch of visitors were in town. They're going. Like I mean, it's been a star-studded as far as visitors spring for Ole Miss football. And now it's kind of winding down. And before we jump out of here, because I was at spring football, I wanted to say this. They got to get some help in the secondary in the second portal. They got to do it.
Just a little bit.
You got to do it. I mean, Sage Ryan's already not playing cornerback. He's back at safety. I saw the two starting corners were Patrick Broomfield and TJ Banks. I'm not just saying that those guys both can't hit or won't hit, but they got to get some help. Because you look out there, the wide receivers, they're where they need to be. They're good. Yeah. The offensive line is banged up. But when they had all the starters in there, Bryson Sanders was wearing a black jersey, but he's the starting center. Diego had a black jersey, left tackle. Jaden Williams had a black jersey, right tackle. They're not doing the full-on thing. But the first unit looked pretty good. Diego, Patrick Kutis slides to his natural position at guard beside Jaden Williams. And then P.J. Wilkins, the transfer from Charlotte, was at left guard. And it looked like an SEC unit.
Yeah, but he's a big dude. P.J.'s a big dude.
But then you take those black jerseys out, Billy, because they can't be hitting because they banged up, and they go to team, and it's really thin.
Yeah.
It doesn't look the same. So I wanted to hit on that, man. Got to get some secondary help. Ideally, get some more reinforcements for the offensive line. They're going to take any good player that wants to come, including the Stanford edge, who I think is kind of slipping out of their hands a little bit. I think he's probably going to Texas, or I don't know.
Yeah, Texas is going to back the truck up, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, and Ole Miss doesn't have the same kind of need for this. The money's got to make sense, right? Yeah. So obviously, the money for an edge, they need more help in the back end. And Lane saying that as clear as day on Tuesday, he was like, he's going through all the positions. Well, this looks good. You know, we got to have a little bit more here, but I'm encouraged, blah, blah, blah. And we need more help in the secondary. I mean, it was just got to have it. Got to have more help. Need more help in the secondary. I think the Washington State kid is going to be a pretty good player for them, starting at Jack, which is that hybrid linebacker safety. But they just do not have enough on the back end right now, and that's concerning. And I think that's where you'll really see this next portal cycle where Ole Miss will focus, is those two positions in particular. Because I'm telling you now, those wide receivers are good. And it's not just the, you know, Harrison Wallace, who I think is going to be an absolute stud in this offense. I think Harrison Wallace from Penn State, he's a great fit with Austin Simmons. Caleb Odom, I'll wait to see the production because he's more popcorn muscles than anything right now. Show me it a little bit, young fella. Dejon Stribling, he's going to be a productive, really strong, hit the ground running. Winston Watkins has got real, real juice. And I would be shocked if that kid doesn't play some meaningful snaps starting game one, a lot like Caden Lee. A little bit more burst to him, I think, than Kay. And Kay's going to be an NFL wide receiver. He's leading this room. So wanted to touch on a few spring football things because we didn't get to do one on Tuesday. And starting next week, because I'll be back out there on Tuesday, I think we're going to try to do it. Bill's going to be on his side, you know, there in his studios. And I'll shoot from the practice field. You know, I'll just sit there and tell you everything we just saw, write down my pen and paper, you know, and hopefully have some reporting from Meet the Rebels and all that kind of stuff too, because we want y'all part of all of this. Yeah, you know, I don't want to just have me and Bill sitting here telling you what happened. I want to show you what happened. So go to our YouTube, see all the practice highlights.
Yeah, tons of practice highlights. Good stuff on there.
Yeah, one day, Bill, because we own those highlights, we'll actually play them during the show and go, oh, see, we could talk about that stuff. You know, he's not thinking about this right now, but maybe tomorrow, you know.
Give me a second.
I'm saying, because A.J. Maddox, he can sling it. A.J. was out there slinging it on Tuesday. Now, again, a lot of it is against air, you know, so it's just.
It's everything you need to know. Just crown them.
Like my guy, J.D. Pickle says, give me all the spring football propaganda. Give me all of it. Of course. Why not? That's what spring is for, right? But come find us and meet the Rebels. And like I said, I'll have cards in my pocket. If you tell me you ain't a new, you need a, or maybe you want to add a new sub, know somebody, want to get, I'll hand you a card. All you got to do is promise to use it. And if you're not going to use it, then just give it back to me. Because, man, these things finite, all right? I ain't got trying to pay out for some more cars to be made for me. But, yeah, the Ole Miss spirit is where it's all happening, man. So come join us.
Yeah, we'll run the highlights next time. I just need to download them now. I got it.
Don't tease me with a good time, all right? I'm just now learning how to properly, like, I'm such an old man. I'm out there and these dudes with their cameras. Like, I have a great little 4K camera, but, like, man, I lost the ball so many times the other day, dude. And like, I'm thinking, oh, there's a dime from Austin Simmons to Harrison Wallace that would look really good on camera. So apologize for the shakiness. I never promised I was a good videographer, but we keep going, baby, and we're going to keep churning them out. Just go to the Ole Miss spirit, and we'll have anything and everything. Ole Miss football recruiting, basketball recruiting, baseball this weekend in Kentucky. So, yeah, come hang out with us, man.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff on the Ole Miss spirit, and looking forward to getting after it this weekend on the recruiting coverage. So hope you guys enjoy it at omspirit.com. Sign up for just $1. Appreciate Riverland Roofing as well as My Perfect Franchise. For Ben Garrett, I'm Billy Embody. We will catch you guys next time on another live Talk of Champions. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Be good to each other.
This weekend only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.